Let us pray. God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts tonight be pleasing in your eyes. Hear all the words that we speak and all those we leave unspoken. Amen. Your love must be sincere. Cling to what is good. Rejoice. Be patient. Persevere. I moved to Kalamazoo about 8 years ago, I think this week exactly. The first Sunday I was in town, I wandered down from Kalamazoo College's campus to the nearest UCC church, First Congregational, and never left. It was homecoming Sunday, complete with potluck, which certainly helped keep me there. And I went home with food, offers of rides when the winter got cold. Freshmen aren't allowed to have cars. And with new friends, especially one new friend who would end up becoming my best friend. I want to sort of be clear up front about two things. I love this friend dearly. It is a fact impossible to hide and one that I don't intend to. I do not love this friend romantically. I could spend more than a few sermons on my thoughts about love, especially platonic love, and especially queer platonic love, and I feel the difference is important. This friend is impossible to truly define. He's not a brother or a partner, but he's more than the word friend can encompass. There's no word in the English language to describe what he is to me other than love. Sincere, patient love that you cling to when everything else is falling down. Love when you lose your life for the other's sake and save your own in the process. He has taught me so very many things about it, what it means to choose love over and over again. Your love must be sincere. Rejoice, be patient, persevere. Cling to what is good. Do all you can to be at peace. These aren't words of perfection, of skill, of victory. Love does not have to be perfect. Love has to be sincere. Love has to be whatever you can give at the moment you are asked for it. Love is whatever you can give when you have lost everything else. It is only kindness, only love that raises its head from the crowd of the world to say, "It is I you have been looking for," and then goes with you everywhere like a shadow or a friend. I haven't spoken to this friend in several months. I saw him one night, and he was his normal, beautifully happy self, full of more joy even than the world has blessed him with in a long time. The next morning, he would not deign to look at me, and to this day, I have no idea why. No one, it seems, knows, except for him. How do you love another with the affection of siblings when the one you love is gone? How do you love another when the one you love won't let you? I speak, I know, of my own pain. But I know it is not unique in this world. 3 months ago, I could have told you a book's worth of musings on the power of love, could tell you every line and how it could be in some way defined by my friend. It was not perfect, but every moment was sincere. Love was a choice we both made, and that is what made our friendship good. How do you choose kindness in pain, in loss, in darkness and loneliness and the emptiness where someone used to be? There is a poem carved on a wall in a concentration camp, at least it was found there, that I now have tattooed on my arm. It meant that much to me. I'm happy to show people more closely after worship. I definitely rolled up my sleeves specifically for that, and not because it is unbearably hot outside. It goes, "I believe in the sun even when it's not shining. I believe in love even when I feel it not. I believe in God even when he is silent." It's a beautiful poem, and there's an even more beautiful choral piece based on it. On me, it is a sun and a cloud. I believe in the sun, even when it's not shining. A heart and a castle tower. I believe in love, even when I feel it not. A cross and an empty space. I believe in God, even when he is silent. The cross sits in line with the other two symbols, representing the first half of each line. There's an empty space beside it, below the two symbols that represent the second half of the first two lines. It makes the design feel unbalanced, makes your brain want to fill the empty space. Human brains like patterns, and we like finished patterns. How do you put a symbol to silence? You have to believe. You have to look at that empty space and put God in it yourself, because no one can make you believe but yourself. No one can make you see the sun when the clouds are out, or the love when people have walked away, except yourself. No one can make you cling to what is good. No one can make you rejoice in hope. Be patient under trial. Persevere in prayer, but yourself. No one can make you look at your former friends and make you choose to still love them instead of hate, except yourself. And you do all of those things, all of those impossible things, through God. The universe is enormous and can feel so incredibly empty. To be kind to each other is the most incredible act of defiance against darkness that I can imagine. I had the concept on my bracelet, on my other wrist, of a Doctor Who quote, "Always try to be nice, never fail to be kind." You are the instrument through which God loves. If you choose to love, then the universe is love. God is love. And God is how you choose love. Amen.